Welcome to Vegas Revealed coverage of Super Bowl week here in Las Vegas. Dana, it is finally time.
I know. And listen, we are dropping podcasts all week long because we're doing so many cool things. And today, I literally felt like I got the chills when I walked into the stadium. I'm like, wow, this is cool.
It is. We came over to Allegiant Stadium, which is where we're recording right now. We're up on the 300 level in the south end zone, kind of overlooking all of the activity that's about to happen here for Super Bowl opening night. And when we came earlier today, we came through the doors where that field tray is going to be rolling in with the actual grass turf that the players will be playing on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, and it always, you know, tricks people because they go, well, what do you mean? You know, but we're different. We're inside. We have an indoor stadium, and we have turf on the ground. UNLV uses it when we have events in here that are football related, but the Raiders always play on real grass. And that tray, that field, sits outside the stadium. It gets watered, it gets sun, and today we walked by that. It's pouring rain, which is so unlike normal here in Las Vegas. We never get any rain, but we need it because we're in the desert. And we walked by and we saw the painted Chiefs logo and the 49ers logo, and I was like, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, NFL is right there at the 50-yard line. The NFL logo with Super Bowl logos on that grass as well. Yeah, it's kind of appropriate, I would say, that that field surface is getting some natural irrigation from Mother Nature. Hopefully that'll be a good sign leading up to the game that's just days away now here on February 11th. And as we walked in, we are getting, Dana, a first look at Allegiant Stadium all dressed up for game day. And man, you can tell that something special is about to happen here.
I mean, it's over the top. First of all, the organization, yes, like you're saying, the signage. I mean, it's just transformed from, you know, a stadium that you usually walk in and is all Raiders now to just Super Bowl 58. And the colors, the lights, the screens, the logos, all of it just coming together. And it's pretty incredible. We've also been watching a little bit of a rehearsal as they get ready for opening night. We heard the announcer introducing the teams and the players, and I think we saw like a little cheer team here as well and some different kinds of performers.
Yeah, so I did hear that Blue Man Group is going to be part of these opening festivities too, these opening night festivities. So that's the kind of Vegas surprise that will be popping up throughout Super Bowl week here. In the north end zone, which is kind of right over our shoulders right now, there are the giant banners for Kansas City and the 49ers flanking the big torch that we have here inside Allegiant Stadium. I'm not sure if that torch is going to be lit because that's a very Raiders thing to do, but they've got that end zone dressed up really nice with the windows behind it that look out to the Las Vegas Strip.
All right, so we got our first preview. We got to see the tray. We came inside. We were in awe. We go up the elevator to the third floor and walk into this suite, and it's full of incredible displays of food. And so we had a food and beverage preview, and you know, it's Vegas, so of course we do it up. We didn't walk into like burgers and fries. We walked into lobster, surf and turf nachos, carne asada fries, cheesecake bars, over the top donuts, you name it.
Well, and this is the kind of food that's usually reserved for people who are in those high-end suites here at Allegiant Stadium. But for Super Bowl 58, they're kind of expanding who has access to all of these elevated offerings that they're saying are inspired by an elevated steakhouse kind of menu. Yeah. And it definitely seems that way from the food that we saw and tasted. But it's really cool that these the lobster, the shrimp, the Wagyu beef is going to be available at the concession stands that you normally see around Allegiant Stadium.
Yeah, and we were able to pull over the vice president of hospitality here at Allegiant Stadium and chat with her like, okay, tell us what's going on here. How much work was put into this? What's the mindset and what's the goal? And so it was really interesting to talk to her.
Yeah, here's our conversation with Julia Lombardi.
All right, so we got to experience some of the food here. It was absolutely delicious. Now, is this what everyone can expect on Super Bowl Sunday, or ticketed folks, suite folks? Explain us the process.
Yes. So that ultimate Vegas steakhouse experience, they're going to be both in our concession spaces for the general attendance and then also in our suite spaces and clubs. Yes.
Well, and what I loved hearing from people is we were seeing all the offerings that are going to be available on Sunday, especially people from out of town who don't know how we do things in Vegas. They're like, oh my God, this is like over the top. I've never seen anything like this. So congratulations, mission accomplished.
Yeah, we believe that. I mean, listen, where else are you going to find lobster and crab on a dish anywhere in the NFL?
So tell us about, just explain some of the, maybe the highlights for us.
So we'll still have all of our stadium favorites that we've had with the Raiders the last season, three seasons. You'll see our local eateries and restaurants. They're all here. We're not changing any of that. But we've added those wow dishes that are just exclusive for the stadium. Did you guys get to try the surf and turf nachos? Yes.
I did.
$58.58.
Really good.
So why $58.58? First, wait. Remember, it's catchy. But also, you have A5 Wagyu steak on the nachos and lobster.
It was absolutely delicious. Really, really good. Especially with everything going on with Nacho Gate, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, this takes the cake, for sure.
It does. It sure.
When you're planning an event like Super Bowl 58, and you're wanting to wow all of the guests who come through the doors here at Allegiant Stadium, I mean, how long is the menu planning process?
Well, listen, we kept what we've done the last three seasons in play, right? So we do this every day for all of our Raider games that we have here, so we're used to that. But we knew that we needed to up the ante, take it to the next level, so we added the 2-pound lobster, we added in the surf and turf nachos, we added in some dishes that you've never seen before at the stadium.
Talk about, I mean, you know, hosting Super Bowl, first of all, we're totally impressed at how organized everything is and how big and larger than life everything is. What has it been like for you going through this process?
Listen, it's a lot. It is a lot. I am trying to just, you know, take a moment and enjoy it. But yes, I mean, the anticipation, the hype, all of it, you feel it. You feel it in your stomach. You feel it in the butterflies. But it's just excitement. We're happy to have everybody come to the stadium, right?
And it's interesting. We were talking with Julia, and she was telling us that, you know, this is going to be one of the lower attended Super Bowls because of the amount of space that we have. Normally, we fill the stadium with a certain amount of people, close to, 60,000. But they have had to actually take some areas of seating and adjust to make room for all the setup that goes into Super Bowl when it comes to media, broadcasting, you know, different kinds of, like you were saying, signage. And so we're actually only going to have 56,000 in attendance at the Super Bowl.
But regardless of how many people are able to get in, the level of hospitality that they're going to receive is going to be top-notch and indicative of what Las Vegas offers all year round.
Yeah, and that's what she was saying. So we decided to really step it up. We would step it up anyway, but our goal is, okay, so where can we, you know, be 100%? And that's where she said, you know, food and beverage. Which makes sense.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And by the way, there are some other signs of Super Bowl popping up around the Las Vegas Strip. We did mention that Caesar's Palace was going to have this big light and projection show cast up to the side of the building. And that has started. We saw a preview of that. That's a really cool thing. It is very Roman themed. It kind of looks like there's Roman football statues on the side of the building that come to life, and then a whole bunch of Super Bowl graphics take over. We also are seeing that the lights on the Welcome to Las Vegas sign have turned all purple in honor of Super Bowl 58.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff downtown at Fremont in front of Caesars. There's the big throne. You're going to find photo opportunities up and down the Las Vegas Strip, which is about 4 miles long. I mean, you know, each hotel is going to have their own thing going on. And so, I mean, you're going to get, you know, a lot in. And I do feel like we should mention the weather again, because I think the weather is a big deal, but it's supposed to stop raining by Tuesday night. So it looks like, you know, partly cloudy on Wednesday, then the sun comes out full, a normal Vegas kind of day. So if you're wondering about all this stuff, like looking at the Caesars projection show on some social media and you're going, oh, but it's pouring outside, and, you know, all that's going to change.
It is. Hopefully for the better.
Yes.
We want that Chamber of Commerce weather for everyone who's coming into town. Unfortunately, the heaviest inbound visitor fan days are from Thursday through Saturday, and then, of course, waking up for the game on Sunday. So throughout the week, we are going to have more coverage. We're going to hear from players coming up as well.
Yeah, we hope to get out to the press conference tomorrow at Lake Las Vegas to talk to both quarterbacks to hear what they have to say. And looking forward to that. Again, and I think we have a whole schedule, and we're going to try to keep to that schedule. Things could change. We're also going to a big media party. We'll be at the NFL Honors on Thursday for the red carpet. We'll be hitting the Super Bowl experience, et cetera, et cetera. So stay with us here on Vegas Revealed. We'll keep adding bonus episodes.
You know, Dana, we talk about this all the time. Now more than ever, people are using apps to help them navigate Las Vegas.
Definitely. I can't live without it.
And we have one that covers it all. The best part about it, it is free. Download the Vegas Near Me app on the Google Play and in the Apple App Store. But be sure to use the link down in our show notes to download it to your phone now.
Figure out where to park, how much it costs, get full detailed maps of all our hotel casinos, book a restaurant or an Uber. You're also going to find restaurant coupons, sightseeing tour deals, and more. A free app, and it could save you money. We love that. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.